And now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland. I'm your host for this very special program. This is a very special program for me today because I'm here to say goodbye to some listeners. Hello to others. I'm saying goodbye to my listeners on KDIA in the San Francisco Bay Area. This is my last program. The reason being lack of support. There has been a lack of support, and so I shall move on to other areas where hopefully my program will strike a responsive chord. However, I'm sure there's somebody listening to this program today that will benefit from what I have to say. You see, ladies and gentlemen, the world is not so good right now. A lot of problems, and things are getting worse at an increasingly fast pace. And when you look at the average person, a lot of problems, health problems, mental problems, relationship problems. And it's compounded by the fact that the economy is not so good, and so on and so forth. So people have some really bad issues. And the upside of having issues, lots and lots and lots of issues, the upside of it is that if problems cause a person to suffer in such a way that they cry out to God for answers, they cry out with all their heart, see, for answers, then the answers will be forthcoming. However, what happens when most people suffer is that they become first of all resentful. They're looking for somebody to blame. So they blame their wife, their husband, the school system, the government. They blame the doctor, the system, the company. They blame somebody, and they are resentful. And the other thing is they become more psychotic. They get all caught up in, all lost in their condition, lost in the symptoms, lost in the bills, lost in the tests, and lost in the whatever it is. They get lost in all of that stuff. And so they're even farther away from reality. And the more things go wrong, and the more a person does not want to face reality, the more they want to hide, and the less they will want to face the truth. You see how that is. So, but there was always a special person here and there who, when things are not going right, that person says, "What? Well, why? What have I done to bring this upon myself? How am I missing the boat? Well, what am I not getting?" See? And they search and search and search for answers. So, I would say that that there's that special person. And then there's another special person who is searching for truth out of a pure love of truth, even though nothing is particularly is wrong. Nothing is particularly is wrong, but they're just searching for truth because they love the truth. You see? They love the truth. And the older they get, the more sincere their search for truth becomes. See, it talks about that in about Christ talked about that sort of thing quite a bit. So here I am. So, if you're listening on KDIA, then you better pay very close attention because you need to write down my web address so you can find out where I'm at, because I'm still going to be doing radio programs. I'm still going to be on the air, just not here. That way you can go to the podcasts and listen to me on the internet And you'll know how to find my meditations in my books in case things get worse and you want some real answers. I'll be right back after this announcement. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting. My name is Roland, and you're listening to my program, which is called Talk to a Pastor. Yes, indeed, I am a pastor, but I'm a pastor to the internet. I don't have a church. I don't wear robes. I don't have a church building. I'm here to help people who happen to hear me on the radio or who happen to stumble upon me on the internet. And how do I help? Well, you need a little dose of what you need is, if you are, look, if you are sincere about wanting to know the truth, and you're willing, see, you have a willing heart, you're willing to admit, if you made a mistake, you're willing to admit it, see, well, then somebody like me is just perfect, because I'll tell you the truth, and you can listen to me on the radio, so there's no pressure. See, the problem is a lot of people are searching for answers, and they, for some reason, they encountered some Christians who weren't very good Christians when they were younger, or maybe somebody pressured them, or people have told them bad things about Christians, and so they don't like Christians, and so they reject Christianity. The problem is they're rejecting the very thing that they need. So they go off, they rebel. You know how we rebel. We rebel against one thing. A guy rebels against his wife. See, his wife, he marries his wife, and he looks to her to support his ego. Instead of looking to God, he looks to her. So she supports his ego, and before you know it, she's in charge. And then he sees that, and he becomes angry, and he rebels. And so what does he do? He rebels to another woman, which is even worse. Or he rebels to alcohol or to drugs. See? To the bar. So then his bartender becomes his fix. Instead of his wife, his bartender becomes his fix. You see how that works? And so people tend to go to extremes, so they rebel against Christianity, and instead they become atheists or they become Buddhists or something. But the whole thing is based on resentment, so it can't be any good. It can't be any good. So you become the greatest something because you hated Christianity, or you hated your parents, or you hated somebody down the street that was Christian, you didn't like them. And so all you are is full of hate. Can't be good. Whatever you do after that is built upon a false foundation, a foundation of hate. See how that works? So that's no good. So the nice thing is, if you can hear someone like me, there's no pressure, and you can listen to me and perhaps hear something that will bring you back to reality again. See, that's what you need, is to come back to reality. Reality is where God is, where the presence of God is. And you cannot find God in your imagination. You won't find him in your imagination. You won't find him in a book. You won't find him in a building. See, he's in reality. Remember the beautiful fairy tale about the emperor? You probably don't. Nowadays, people hardly know anything anymore. The schools are so bad. People are so dumbed down, and people are so lost in their cell phones and their Androids and texting and their music and their drugs, their marijuana, and other things unmentionable. They're so lost in all that stuff that they don't know anything. They're kind of dumb. And so I talk about the emperor in the night and the nightingale. They have no idea what I'm talking about. But there's a beautiful fairy tale about the emperor and the nightingale. And the emperor had a beautiful nightingale that used to sing outside of his window. And then the emperor and then the nightingale one day went away. Nightingale bird, incidentally, sings a beautiful song. And then the emperor became very ill, very, very ill. In fact, he was dying. The emperor was dying, and so he had somebody, being an emperor, he had millions of dollars, so he spent millions of dollars to have somebody make a mechanical nightingale for him. The mechanical nightingale made some music, but it wasn't the same thing, so it didn't look very good for the emperor. But then one day, outside the window, the nightingale was back, singing its sweet song, and the emperor recovered the sound of the nightingale, and he recovered. And you know, it's a fairy tale, but there's actually a lot of truth, and it's apocryphal. You see, the little bird, listening to the little bird, brought him back to reality, brought him back to the present moment, brought him back to the eternal now, where God is. And so if I do say so myself, that's it. You need God. It's that simple. But like I said, you can't find him in a book. And the other problem is people. See, so the nice thing about me, you can listen to me on the radio and say, that's very nice. Has like a breath of fresh air. Then you can get my meditation, go in your room quietly by yourself. I have a 5-minute meditation online. You can actually listen on. You can download. I have a meditation app, a meditation mobile app. You can actually get the little 5-minute meditation and a little lecture with it also, free. You can listen to it on your Android. Take it with you wherever you go. But the nice thing is you can do it by yourself without the hand of man. See, because people will mess it up. See, people want something from you. They add something of themselves to it. They add a little pinch of themselves. You know how some food, you could have some nice simple food, but people add a little something extra to it? Or it's that little something extra that makes it sexy. That little something extra that people add. See, that little personality, that little the little hook, little charisma, the little charm, see, that's what makes them sexy, but that also will keep you from God. See, you get caught up in them, loving them and hating them, loving them and being excited by them and turned on by them. And then when they betray you, that's right, when they betray you, see, when they use that charm on others, then you know it's phony. Then you feel that that's the sting of the betrayal. See, you feel the sting of it. But then you make the mistake of resenting them. So you can actually become addicted. Actually become addicted to a person who betrays you. A lot of women do that. They become addicted to a no good man because of the resentment. So what you need to do is to let go of the resentment. Never mind people for the time being. Get the meditation, go in your room, and learn to practice it and find God. Hello, everyone. Many people have emotional and mental health issues. Many people have been diagnosed with adult ADD, bipolar disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, depression. Many Christians would like to hear something positive and practical from someone who successfully overcame such issues. I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. His name is Mike. He wrote a book called Mike's Story. Mike got unstuck, conquered his issues, and left them behind. Mike wrote to me about his successes, and I was so excited and moved by his story that I helped him put it into a book. It's called Mike's Story. I'd like you to preview the book and perhaps even obtain a copy of Mike's Story in paperback, Kindle, or Barnes & Noble Nookbook. If you'd like to preview Mike's Story, go to talktoapastor.org. That's www.talktoapastor.org, and look for Mike's Story. Hello, everybody. This is Roland. I want to tell you about a special offer we have. If you'd like to receive a PDF of one of my ebooks, and you're listening on the radio station, just send me an email at, just visit talktoroland.com. Talktoroland.com. Send me an email. Tell me the station that you're listening on, and I'll send you a free ebook. I've got some wonderful books. For example, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage is my most popular book. A lot of husbands and wives or partners, they're fighting, communication is bad. You need to have some in-depth knowledge. Surprising, it goes all the way back to the Garden of Eden. Look, we're chips off the old block, if you like, because we're descendants of Adam and Eve. So The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage, you should get it. It's also on Amazon, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage, in Kindle, if you like. And have a brand new book called Forbidden Food. Do you have food issues? If you have problems with food, if you have some kind of food issues, you'll want to read my book. It's really, really good. It's a page-turner. It'll take you all the way back to the Garden of Eden. And you'll see how the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve and the temptation and the serpent and the eating of the forbidden fruit and all that stuff, you'll see how it applies today. And you'll see how love is the solution. Love is the solution. So, I hope you'll check out those books. So, visit me at talktoroland.com or commonsensecounseling.org. That's commonsensecounseling.org. I'll send you a PDF of one of my books. How y'all doing? And so I'm saying goodbye to my listeners in the Bay Area. Goodbye. You didn't support me. You didn't support me, so bye-bye. And I'm saying hello to other folks, especially my folks in Southern California. Now, you folks haven't been very supportive either. The station is such a nice station, and they've been so kind to me and gracious that I'm hoping to... I'm awakening some folks down there in the Southland. Hello, San Bernardino. I'm coming to you on KCAA radio down there. 7 or 7:30, I think it is, in the morning on Sunday. But you can listen to me anytime at the archives at the station or on my website, commonsensecounseling.org. Hello, San Bernardino. Hello, Barstow. Hello, Los Angeles. Hello, Palm Desert. Hello, hello, hello. A lot of people down there. Hello, Hollywood. You can hear me. Yes, you can. I'm a fringe station, but you can hear me. Doesn't matter if I'm not real strong. If the signal's not strong, you can hear me. See? And like I've said so many times, too, it doesn't matter. See, like I said, suffering will awaken people. Suffering will awaken people. So people who have suffered, people who are down and out, people who are homeless, see, people who have been drug addicts and alcoholics and people who, have done some bad things, now they're cleaning up their act. And now they hear me and they've suffered, their soul has been softened and tempered, see. Now they're ready to come back to God. But they're afraid because they're afraid he won't forgive them, first of all. And they think, well, I've done all these things. And they go to the Christian church and it's okay, but it's a little bit phony, it's a little false, it's a little shallow. Or in the past they said, they made some affirmation and accepted Jesus or whatever they did. But it was just an emotional thing. See, then nothing really changed. So now it gets very confusing. They think, well, I accepted him and everything, but I haven't changed. I'm still bad. I still did bad things. So there must be something wrong. You see the logic there? But the point is you haven't found God. You haven't found Jesus yet. You haven't found God. So just relax. Just relax and say, look, I'm a tourist in this world. I'm just a poor wayfaring stranger. I'm like a tourist. And I'm just going to relax for a while. I'm not going to try to prove anything to anybody. I'm just going to let my hair down. I'm just going to let my hair down, and I'm just going to be. I'm not going to try to change my kids. I'm not going to try to change my husband. I'm not going to try to prove how wonderful I am. I'll just do what I can. And I'm just going to take a little time to just get to know myself. Get to know myself and listen to Roland's radio programs, go to the archives, listen to some of the programs, get the meditation, read some of my books. You can preview a lot of my books online, you know, because I have them on Amazon, and I also have them on Scribd, and, you know, so you can preview usually a couple of chapters per book, and they usually give you a little different mix of things on different sites. So you could actually read hundreds of pages of my books for free online if you wanted. Of course, I want you to support me. But first of all, just get better. Get the free meditation, read some of my stuff, and just relax. Okay? Just relax. And start living in the present and hear the birds singing again, like the emperor and the nightingale. And pray to God to give you light. Pray to Him to reveal Himself to you. And He will. And He will forgive you, too. All He asks is that you be sorry. Cry a little tear, and then you become friends with Him again, and then the sun shines and life is sweet. I'll be right back. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. Welcome. Well, we're in the home stretch now. Goodbye to San Francisco, but hello to everybody else. Hello, hello, hello. So, get my meditation. I have several of them. I have a free one. See, what I always recommend is get the little free one that I have, which has the mobile app, too. You can listen to it online. There's a little pop-up you can listen to on the computer. Or you can download it, you know, and save it in your computer or on your MP3. Or you can get the mobile app. And it's 5 minutes, and there's a little 12-minute, I think, lecture with it, too, that's nice. And get those, read a little bit of my stuff, and then you could always get the longer version. I have a really nice 4-part meditation, a really nice one. 4-part meditation with a couple of books that go with it, a couple of e-books. You can get those for $10, I think. But get started with a free meditation. If you like it, listen to me on the radio, some of my previous programs. So if you like those, then you can always get the, you know, the 4-part meditation. So, for the time being, see, the problem is, like I said when I began this program, people have issues. They have health issues, financial issues, spiritual issues, relationship issues, family issues. So many issues. And they tend to get caught up into symptoms. Every morning they wake up and then they think about all the things hanging over their head. You see what I mean? So what you need is to find a way to stand back, mentally stand back from your issues. Mentally stand back from whatever problems you have. And just relax a little bit. Okay? Just be like, remember when you were a little child and maybe your parents took you somewhere? And you sat in the back seat of the car, like you were 3, 4, 5 years old, you know, 6 years old, 7, you sat in the back seat of the car, and you sat back there, and then up in the front seat, mommy or mommy and daddy or, you know, mommy and aunt or whoever, the adults up front, they were talking about this and talking about that, and you didn't really pay any attention to what they were talking about. Instead, you sat in the back seat and looked out the window, and you saw many wonderful things, all kinds of lights and signs and buildings and people and beautiful nature and the sky and the clouds, and it was all so marvelous. You saw many wonderful things. We have to refine that kind of a childlike way of looking at the world like you once had. My meditation will help you to do that. I'll be right back. Hi, this is Pastor Roland. I get a lot of emails, but it's always a special treat to go to my mailbox and find a card or letter from a listener. I love letters from listeners, so I want to make sure you have my address so you can write to me. So here it is. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo. I'll spell it for you. That's R-O-L-A-N-D-T-R-U-J-I-L-L-O. Post Office Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. Here it is again, Roland Trujillo, Post Office Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. I look forward to reading your letter. My dear friends, it's time to say adieu, and so I will say adieu, but also hello. Hello to you when you visit me at my website, commonsensecounseling.org, commonsensecounseling.org, or talktoapastor.org, or when you listen to my archives, or when you write me a letter, when you send me an email and I respond. Hello, hello, hello. And so until our next hello, I say bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.